Weirdly Beloveds, we are gathered here today for some juicy conversations about all things spiritually queer and queerly spiritual. I'm Sylvia Will Gather Rainbow, a spiritual life coach, retreat host with the most, and a drag queen, and I'll be chatting with the most amazing folks or simply sharing some wisdom on my own. If you like what I'm serving, please remember to subscribe so we can keep hanging out. All right, let's get super woo together in this spiritual AF, queer AF, cosmic container. And blast off!
Before I jump into the episode, I just want to share that this episode was inspired by a Facebook post I wrote about creativity being our birthright. And a lot of people responded to it. It resonated with a lot of people. And so I felt like jumping on the mic and allowing it to flow so I could speak more to the different points that wanted to come through. And then I also want to point out that at the end of this recording, I get inspired to share a song on my Shruti box. So if you've got the time, I invite you to stay to the end. It's my first time sharing my songs on this podcast, and it was a total joy to have that opportunity. All right. Thanks for listening. Hello, beloveds. I am Sylvia Will Gather Rainbow, and I'm back for another solo podcast. In this one, I'm going to talk about creativity, which is one of my other favorite subjects. And I'm going to start by sharing some thoughts that I have about creativity, and then we're going to start looking at creativity from a spiritual and personal growth perspective, exploring how when we embrace our creativity, we get to have a richer, more juicy experience of life. So before you hear this and think, oh, well, I guess this episode's not for me because I'm not a creative person, that's the first myth I want to debunk. So there's this story that people often subscribe to that you're either born creative or you're not. And so for those of us who don't feel very creative in our lives, we might think that we were not born creative, like we were just left out of the lucky winners who got that creative gene. However, it's my belief that that story is untrue. And it's my belief that creativity is our birthright and that the work is for us to claim it and to remember that we are creative beings. Now, to clarify, I do think that there is some truth to people being born innately talented in the creative arts. But that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about simply the capacity to create, which is a capacity that all humans have. It's just that some of us don't choose to embrace it. And also, I wanted to add that when I'm talking about creativity, yes, I'm going to talk about it through the lens of creative arts. But I'm also going to talk about creativity from the lens of creativity in its purest, most expanded version of the word, meaning to simply put into this world something that was previously not there, i.e. to create something. So the reason that I know that creativity, including our capacity to create in the creative arts, the reason I know that that is our birthright is by watching kids, right? When you see kids be given a set of crayons and a piece of paper, I personally have never experienced one of those kids saying, oh no, I don't know how to draw, or no, I'm a bad drawer, or no, I'm not a creative person, and deciding not to create. Instead, you see them immediately take out the crayons and start drawing and start creating without any reservation, without any thought that perhaps it's not for them to do. Similarly, when you see kids on the dance floor at a wedding, right? You don't see kids standing off to the side and saying, oh, I don't know how to dance, or not singing, right? If they're given the opportunity to sing or to act out little dramas, right? Kids naturally are going to go for it because it is in our nature to want to express ourselves. And the creative arts are one of the most magical ways to express ourselves. And kids have great access to magic and a great desire to play in that magical energy. And so, of course, they're going to jump at the opportunity to
express themselves through the creative arts. So as children, when we are free from some of the ideas that society later teaches us about whether or not we are creative, we are able to embrace that capacity to create. It's not until we start judging ourselves and deciding if we are good or bad at something that we start telling a story that we are or not are not creative. And that story really gets in the way of our fullest self-expression. And so when we are able to reframe this idea that people are either born creative or they're not born creative, and recognize that, yes, some people are more talented than others, but all of us have the capacity to create, meaning that we are all creative, then we start accessing that part of ourselves that is able to make something out of nothing, to, from nothing, suddenly have something, right? That is the simplest idea of creativity. And from a spiritual perspective, it certainly makes sense that creativity is our birthright. I like to think of Great Spirit, Source, God, God is Great Mystery, whatever you call that higher, larger than self being. I like to call Great Mystery or God Creator sometimes. And when I do that, I use a capital C. And the idea is that God is the origin of all things, right? The creator of all things. And we also are given teachings that we were made in the likeness of God. Some believe that we are God and that we are expressions of God and that God energy it runs through us and our mind is one with God's mind. And so with those ideas and ideals in mind, it makes sense that if God is creator and we were made in the likeness of God, then we too are creators. And if we are creators, then part of our work here on earth, part of our play here on earth, part of our mission here on earth is to create. And if we are stuck in a story that we weren't born creative, then we are going to deny ourselves of the possibility, the opportunity, the invitation to create, to be the creative creators that we are. And with that embrace, we can start approaching the creative arts like dance and music and creative writing and visual arts. We can start approaching them without this constraint of needing to be good or bad, but simply allowing ourselves to do, to play, to experiment and express through these magical sources of self-expression. And when we do that, we get to enjoy the richness, the fun, the beauty, the inspiration that the creative arts have to offer everyone, and that only few who choose to experience them get to receive. So my hope is that more people will embrace their creativity or their capacity to create, and in doing so, start having a different relationship with the creative arts and start giving themselves more permission to experiment and to experience the creative arts and all the beauty, joy, levity, laughter, fun, light that can come from playing in that world. Out now into our larger lives, rather than just the creative arts, having the capacity to create or being creative and embracing that, understanding that, allows us to create lives that we love. So many of us are settling for the circumstances that life has presented us with, and we simply accept what conditions are around us, and we do a job that we don't really feel passionate about, or we are in a relationship that feels kind of blah, or we are not thrilled with our home life or our love life or whatever area it is. There's so many of us who have just accepted, or I'd like to use the word settled, for what is currently present, rather than taking a proactive, intentional approach to designing a life that you love, right? And so part of embracing our birthright as creators, as creative people, is also empowering ourselves to be able to create lives that we love, to make something from nothing. So we are able to envision what it is that we desire and then start taking action that supports us in manifesting or allowing that vision into our physical reality. And that is a creative act. Now, playing back in the world of creative arts, I want to share a story that took place during part of my spiritual awakening. And I'd say specifically, it was during experiences I was having with grandmother ayahuasca that were calling me back into my creative energy and that were really inviting me into singing again. I had sung as a child, especially in the realm of musical theater, but I hadn't found opportunities as an adult. And I knew that singing always lit me up and filled me with joy, but I just didn't really know where to do it outside of, you know, in my car when a good song came on the radio. And so it was through my work with the grandmother ayahuasca where I was reminded of this beautiful thing in life that I had access to that I wasn't fully allowing in. And so from that experience, I ended up seeking these opportunities and I ended up joining the San Diego Gay Men's Chorus and found so much joy and community and love. And I got to perform and be on stage and sing my little heart out. And then more recently, I discovered that there were songs that wanted to come through me that were original songs. And I started playing with a shruti box, which is the easiest instrument in the world to play. It really just helps you find your key and stay on key. And in doing this, I've been able to, what I experience as channeling songs, these songs that are connected to the wisdom that I'm meant to share here, that come through when I am allowing myself access to this creative spark. And as I say creative spark, what comes to mind is that our job as we start playing in this possibility of embracing our creativity or embracing ourselves as creators is to allow that spark to happen, to create the possibility of lighting that little fire. You know, for me, it was getting a shruti box and then just playing around with vocalizations. And then suddenly some tunes came and then later some lyrics came. And so as I share this podcast episode with you all, I want to invite you into that spark of creativity, that possibility of lighting a little creative fire and seeing what gets to be created from that, what fire wants to burn, what beautiful fiery expression wants to come through you, be it a painting class that you might take or an improv class you might go to, or perhaps you've got a keyboard that's been sitting and gathering dust in a closet, pulling it out and trying it again, or maybe it's about doing some creative writing. So I invite you to consider what your creative spark might be. And in the spirit of sharing that story, there is a song that comes to mind that I wrote that does touch on some of these ideas in that it's asking, what do you want to be? And in that question, what do you want to be, is the invitation to create, is the possibility of being whoever it is that you want to be. And the song goes on to say, the you that's living life so free, it's here, it's waiting for you just inside, it's calling to you, take me for a ride. And then it asks, what do you want to be? What can you see? Your life aligned so you can be happy, it's here, it's ready for you to begin. Just step into your truth and jump in. It says, who do you want to be? Who can you see? The you that's loving life so free. It's now. The past is gone, so start anew. Just be. There's nothing you must do. And this song is really embodying this idea that you get to ask yourself those questions. What is it you desire? Who is it that you want to be? What is this life that you want to design for yourself? And by asking yourself and getting clear about those desires, you're one step closer to living the life of your dreams, or living this life that is divinely designed to fit your core energy, right? That is going to be aligned, that's going to allow you to experience freedom, abundance, love, joy, peace. So I think it'd be fun to share that song before we start wrapping this episode up. So it's my first time sharing a song on the podcast, and I'm excited to do that, and sort of surprised and tickled that this is the song that wanted to come through. So this song is called Who Do You Want to Be? Who do you want to be? Who can you see? The you that's loving, living life so free. It's here, it's waiting for you just inside. It's calling to you, take me for a ride. Da-da-da, let the da-da-da-da. Da-da-da, let the da-da-da-da. What do you want to be? What can you see? Your life aligned so you can be happy. It's here, it's ready for you to begin. Just step into your truth and jump on in. Da-da-da, let the da-da-da-da. Da-da-da, let the da-da-da-da. Who do you want to be? Who can you see? The you that's loving, living life so free. It's now, the past is gone, so start anew. Just be, there's really nothing you must do. Da-da-da, let the da-da-da-da. 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 Ooh, that was really fun. Thank you for listening and for receiving that song. And yeah, if it weren't for this realization that I get to be creative, even if I'm not a professional singer, even if it's not in my cards to perform all around the world, I have access to the creative arts. I can experiment and play with these different arts and see what wants to come through. And playing specifically with the Shruti box and my voice has allowed me to tap into these medicine songs that have helped me on my path, that have helped me connect to this deeper wisdom. And in so doing, receive the learnings, the teachings, the insights from this wisdom that wants to come through. And so when I create these songs, and then when I sing those songs, that's me administering the medicine. That's me giving myself greater access to those ideas, those thoughts, those golden nuggets of wisdom. And as I do, as I administer that medicine through song, I'm able to embody those pieces more. I'm able to integrate those pieces more. And so I invite you to find your medicine. And it might not be as clear-cut as the creative arts. It might be another form of creativity. Be open to how life wants to bring more creativity into your life, and know that it is a tool that is going to support you in creating your life, in designing a life that is more aligned with what it is that you desire in your experience as a human on this planet at this time. So I leave you with that invitation to go out there and see how your creative spark wants to get lit and to embrace the fiery creative energy that wants to move through you. The fact that you listened to this whole podcast up to this point, to me, means that there is something that wants to connect with you, that there is some creative energy that wants to move through you. Or perhaps it is that you are already creative, but you are meant to be a champion for creativity and be a lighthouse for others to see the possibility of creativity in themselves. And so I also applaud those of you who are willing to take that call and to help bring more creativity into this world, because this world needs more of it. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being with me. Go out and create. Much love.
Well, that was really fun to record for you all. I hope you got some good nuggets. And if you desire some support in tapping into your creativity, be it the creative arts or creating a life that you love, that's one of the things I love to do with my clients. And so please reach out. My info is always in the show notes, and I always love to hear from you, whether it's to get some more info about the work that I do as a coach or just to share your feedback on the podcast. Sending you a lot of love.
Oh my goddess, beloveds, what a joy it was to be with you today. Let's hang out again soon, okay? And if you can think of a friend who would benefit from hearing this, please share it with them. Sending so much love and light to you today and every day. Until next time, peace.